When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Worried about the uncertainty of adulting? We feel you. There are just so many things to plan, mapa relationships, career, business, health, personal goals, and of course, pera. That can be challenging, lalo na since a lot of us are clueless.
But guess what? Sun Talks On Demand is here. It's a financial literacy initiative from Sun Life that can help us as we adult our way through life. We learn how to budget, save, and invest for a brighter future, even as we enjoy the present. Oh, ang reassuring, di ba?
Get ra! Hang out with Sun Talks On Demand with Sun Life.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Okay, episode 94, how to support your extended fam.
Yep, parang napapanahon, papasko tayo.
Oo.
Ayan.
Tapos,
but before we start the episode, yes, we'd like to thank the sponsor of this episode, Sun Life.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is our second episode with them for Sun Talks On Demand.
Yes.
Our first one was all about...
Okay, our first one was episode 89, 6 Stupid Tips for Couples. Ayan. Okay, game.
O game, start na natin ang discussion.
Mm-hmm.
First, let's define the Filipino culture around supporting your family.
Okay. Define muna natin yung ano ba yung common things or common situations ng mga Pilipino na how do we support our families?
Hindi ako, first and foremost, yung family.
Mm.
Sobrang mahalaga.
Define
sa,
muna natin.
Hindi, hindi no-define. Grabe ka naman. Yung family, ito yung pasakalya natin.
Mm.
Yung family, sobrang importante sa Pilipino more than any other form of community.
Bond, relationships.
Hindi, like, hindi. Yung, I always believe nga, why yung society natin still functions kahit informally.
Mm.
Kasi compared to like, diba? Compared to like countries like Canada or Singapore, na ang ganda ng welfare system.
Yes.
Tayo, what the government can provide,
your
our family provides.
Provide. Yeah. Diba?
So, naging informal system siya ng support and...
Society.
Ng, hindi society.
Oh, nasa, ang bubuhat sa society ay
yung family. Yung idea ng family,
yeah,
or yung... Siguro it also dates back to yung origins natin as a Catholic nation talaga, di ba? Na imprint sa utak natin ng...
I don't even think Catholic nga eh. I mean, I guess pre-colonial.
And that's
meron
true.
Meron kang
oh,
mga clan, meron kang mga... tama pa ba? Tribes,
oh,
di ba?
Hindi, actually... good point, kasi mahilig ako magbasa ngayon ng ano ng pre-colonial societies.
Oh.
All about pre-colonial societies.
Exciting.
Yung the auntie system pala.
Oh,
yung yung term natin na auntie
as
or
in
ninang,
tita, ninong.
Ninang, oo. Oh. Galing pala sa ancestral system 'yon na kung mamatay yung mom mo or dad mo,
yeah, habilin
someone in your community, aalagaan ka.
Yes. Commitment
automatically.
Siya.
Oo. Committed yung friend ng parents mo or yung kamag-anak ng parents mo na papalakihin ka as their own.
So parang dati, ano no, merong expectation na parang mataas yung chance na mamatay yung parents mo.
Oo.
Versus ngayon na parang It's a precaution, pero parang distant ano siya.
De, pero ang ganda nga eh, ang ganda nung idea na ang sasalo sa'yo dito kung wala ka na talagang matakbuhan.
Community.
Yung family mo.
Family mo.
Hindi nga hindi yung, di ba, ang dami natin napapanood na Hollywood movies. Mm-hmm. Parang yung, kung gipit na sila, may food stamps.
Oo nga.
Or pupunta sila sa Salvation Army, yeah. Di ba? Soup yeah. kitchens.
Yeah.
Tayo hindi kakat yung gano'n natin. Katok. Katok.
Tito.
Tito pa utang.
Lolo, lola.
Oo, di ba? So ang support systems natin dito, it's not the government or the welfare system.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Hindi, meron naman. May DSWD, di ba?
Yes. I guess.
And I think some banks din naman offer
private
loans.
Private. Ano. Anyway. Yun. So, well, I think it's a very ano ba, relevant topic that we can discuss. Mm. While, although, disclaimer rin, hindi naman kami economists ni Wincy or sociologist or welfare experts.
Pero mahilig tayong magbasa about that.
Nerds. But we can, I guess, speak from some of our limited experience. Some kwento siguro ng mga
friends kakilala, natin.
Friends. Oh. Yun. So, just a disclaimer. Yun. Ayun, so ano ba yung usual kinds of or situations that family supporting each other? At saka ano muna pala extended family? Define extended family.
Ako yun, masalimuot yung term na yun. Extended family.
Correct.
Kasi dito sa Pilipinas, hindi na nga blood relatives ang extended family. Kasama na yung, hindi ito ah, kasama na honestly, yung mga kasambahay.
Oo naman. I think
ang amorphous nung term na family sa Pilipinas.
Oo, actually. Pero yung tech, yung parang usual ay, di ba, you have your unit na heteronormative. I mean, sorry, hetero yung umpisa na. Hindi, sige, try natin neutral. Meron kang dalawang magulang, tapos may anak. Pero yun yung parang main. So, as we extend, dadating na dun yung mga, papasok na yung
pinsan.
Lola mo na yung mga parents ng magulang, ama. Kapatid ng mga magulang, tapos anak ng kapatid, yung pinsan, ganun na, no? Tapos minsan, kapatid pa ng lolo't lola. So talagang, ano ba to?
Tsaka isa pa, maraming bahay dito. Well, kami, ako, I grew up in one.
Compound.
Three generations living under one roof.
Yes, me too.
Like ako, I grew up, nakatira yung parents ko sa parents ng mom ko. So I was with my lola and lolo almost every day until I was 7 years old, 6 years old.
Oh. Ako hanggang ano?
And yung namatay yung lolo ko, our lola lived with us. So, yeah, three generations.
Yeah, same with me. Like, and yung kinalakihan pa namin, like, after probably Ondoy or Habagat, all of my life, I spent in Malabon. Tapos, tayo, hindi pa pala tayo. Oo, kasal na tayo. Tsaka lumipat yung parents ko, lola ko, tito ko sa South. Ganon. So, yung Malabon residence namin, compound living pa siya. So, parang may ilang bahay. Andun yung mga, yung magkakapatid ng lolo ko. Parang tig-iisa silang bahay in one compound.
Mm. Actually, totoo yan. Ayun. I've been to a lot of classmates or friends' houses na compound living nga. Yung parang a series of apartments. Uh-huh. Tapos, andun yung pinsan nila. Oh, townhouse mismo. Uh-huh. Townhouse na occupied by the whole family.
Yes.
Na feeling ko, helpful yun kung may matatanda.
Yes.
At may mga super bata. Kasi, may safety system ka eh. Na kunwari, okay lang kung pumasok ngayon. Walang,
ka muna
walang kalaro tong mga bata nung kasapinsan mo, diba?
And, you know, financially, you also kind of
save.
Support each other,
exactly.
Di ba?
Mas tipid sa kasambahay.
Tsaka imbis na kunwari mag-loan ka sa banko, loan ka na lang sa pinsan mo sa kabilang bahay.
Pero mag-uusapan natin yan. May mga complications din yan.
So that's one setup of, and then, yun yung extended
ako, isa
family.
Pa. Kalat na tayo sa buong mundo.
Oh.
Because of the OFW phenomenon.
Yes.
Meron rin yung iniiwan na lang dito yung yung mga anak.
Oh.
Or yung asawa, di ba?
Tapos eventually, ipipetition nila if like they get citizenship there or permanent residence.
Iyan, ibang setup din yun. Minsan, di ba, iniiwan sa tiyuhin.
Oo, oh, oo. Oh.
Di ba?
Yeah. Yung mga pinsan ko, di ba, parang half of the family is, I think, permanent residence or ano na, citizen na sa states.
Mag, yung pinsan mo nga, may trabaho na, tsaka magpapakasal na.
As in, permanent residence na sila. But, yung kalahati nung magkakapatid, andito. Like, I don't know, something with immigration.
Kaya nga, as much as, ito, yung positives nun, of course, yung positives nun ay, yun na nga, may sense of community and family, kahit papano.
Mm, support system.
Support system. Pero at the same time, sa isang banda, may negatives din yan. Diba?
Oo naman. Oo
na kailangan mong i-manage yung expectations din.
At saka, well, hindi, sige, later, we'll talk about that. So, I guess, we kind of defined what extended family is. But yun nga, usually, ano ba yung Filipino culture of supporting extended family? I think the most popular, you touched on it a while ago, is OFW.
Yes.
Diba? You have this OFW who goes abroad. To siya na yung ano, siya na yung breadwinner, siya na yung main source of income. Mm.
And you know me, di ba, in my years in marketing, PR, and advertising, ang dami kong clients na
nagmamarket sa OFW.
Yes, padala. Yung mga remittance, ano, di ba? May Christmas party kami for a remittance company na
or ano?
I conceptualized. Diba?
O nga sabihin yung brand.
O naman.
Or ano?
So medyo
properties, 'di ba?
Attuned ako sa mga nangyayari.
Yep. Ayun, so we have your OFW. 'Yun yung pinaka parang it's all over pop culture. It's in our movies, in
Star Cinema movies,
teleseries, yeah. 'Di ba? Dami. Next, siguro ito yung parang umbrella ng OFW. It's probably the breadwinners.
Pero yun na nga, meron rin yung breadwinners na hindi OFW.
Kaya
yung
parang
nagtatrabaho
umbrella
dito.
Term yung breadwinner.
Actually, ito yung call centers.
Yes.
Call centers have a lot of breadwinners working there.
The call center industry, you mean?
Yes, BPO.
Yeah. So parang umbrella term ay breadwinner, and under that you have your OFWs. And then you have like, yung mga, yun nga, nasabi mo na isa yung call centers. Tapos, and any other
industry.
Wait,
may dadagdag pa ako.
Ano?
Yung mga galing probinsya na pumunta dito sa Maynila or ano pa bang center? Cebu.
Yes.
Tapos
sa
kumuha,
CBD ganyan.
CBD. Or ano pa ba? I think Iloilo also. From remote provinces.
Yes.
Nagpapadala sila dun.
Oh, breadwinner.
Or umuwi sila
from time to time. Yeah.
And these are high-paying corporate jobs. Hindi na yung ano to. Ah.
Well, meron pa rin ano, mas domestic yung trabaho nila.
Ayun.
So, ayun pala may umbrella term. And I guess, key ba na ang, can there be two breadwinners in one family?
Yes, of course.
So, considered siya na hindi parang single income only ang breadwinner system.
Oh, naman. Pero kadalasan, when you say breadwinner kasi, hindi. One or two.
Okay.
Konti lang, tama ka. Kasi why would you be in a breadwinner situation kung lahat naman may trabaho?
Ano tawag dun sa opposite ng breadwinner?
Bread loser.
Hindi, like yung madaming, multiple sources of income.
Multiple income households.
Ayun. O then, I guess single lang. Kasi pag nag-double na, edi double income na yun.
Ah, sabagay.
Diba?
Oo.
Ayun, so...
Hindi, pero... Hindi, I mean, I've met families na malaki si yung family. Tapos, dalawa yung nagsusupport sa kanila.
So, parang hyper-extended family. And then may
kumbaga,
two sources of
parang yung pinaka-cream of the crop ng family na yon, sila yung... Dalawa sila. Hindi ko nasasabihin kung ano yung... Ano ba sila? Ano yung
industry,
position sila dun sa
family.
Pero parang silang dalawa. Sige, paghatian natin yung mga gastusin dito to make ends meet. Yeah.
Ah, sabagay. Kapag, kumbaga, the more you extend, probably, I think mas sustainable yung my breadwinner, the multiple breadwinners as the family extends.
Usually, sa mga kwento ng friends ko, may isang breadwinner, tapos yung breadwinner na yon sinusuportahan yung education ng pinakamatalino dun sa mga bata.
Tapos, parang
sige,
groom.
Sige, sasabihin niya, parang, hindi ko kayo lahat mapapaaral sa exclusive schools, pero, parang si Pamangkin A, or si Pamangkin B,
yes,
yung pinakamatalino sa inyo. So, ipag-aateneo ko to or Lasal. Gets mo ba?
Oo.
Tapos, tumanda na, nag-graduate si, ano, si Pamangkin B sa Ateneo or sa Lasal. Tumulong na siya dun sa nagpondo nung...
So, parang may either hati or like may transfer of like breadwinner transfer.
Sana naman siguro. Kawawa naman na mag-80 years old na yung breadwinner. Tapos,
siya pa din.
Kayod kalabaw pa
or
rin.
Or hatian man lang. Ay ba? Which goes, we can go na to, which brings us to yung sandwich generation.
Nice.
Kasi diba, yun nga, sabi mo, like, kunwari, yung parang first breadwinner of the family. Pag tumatanda na siya, mag-i-invest siya sa isa dun sa second generation.
Mm-hmm.
Na, ikaw yung magkakaroon ng socio-economic mobility.
Yes, through education.
Grabe no, sobrang ano, parang iisa lang yung ano path to prosperity.
Education.
We educate the children to prepare them for labor. So
yes,
sad.
Yes, tama.
Anyway, yun. So, yung second, parang doon papasok yung magiging sandwich generation siya. Mm-hmm. Kasi, isusupport niya na yung generation na the first breadwinner is supporting.
Mm-hmm.
And meron pong pressure dun sa gitna na person na yun.
Oo.
To marry,
yes,
start their own family because we're conventional that way.
Yes.
Na parang nagsusupport ka na nga ng family A mo, pinapressure ka pa to put up yet another family and have children to support. So, there goes sandwich generation.
Kaya tinawag na sandwich generation, usually sila yung nasa gitna kasi nung matatanda na wala, living on their pensions na hindi naman ganun kalaki dito in the Philippines, aminin na natin. Diba?
Mm.
And yung bata, yung anak nila,
yung anak nung,
pamangkin nila.
Nung, diba?
So, parang...
Pero ang sad kung parang hindi ka, ikaw yung sandwich generation breadwinner and you chose not to have children.
Kids. Ay, oo.
Pero yung mga kapatid mo or pinsan mo.
May anak pero walang trabaho.
At least ikaw yung magsasupport. Parang, man, tricky.
That's why we have to set boundaries which we'll discuss.
Yes. Later. Pero grabe, no? Kaya, ang tricky nung statement na family first.
Oo. Kasi kung ganun, pwede kong sabihin na dun sa ano, pwede kong sabihin dun sa mga walang trabaho na binubuhay ko, you don't treat me as family. You're treating me as an ATM machine.
Correct.
Di ba?
Oo. Oh, kung mahal niyo ko,
magtanap kayo ng trabaho. Kasi ako, sorry ah, gusto kong ibaliktad yung, let's say ako, hindi ako matalino masyado. Hindi naman talaga ako matalino. Pero,
we caught you on that.
Assuming na below average intelligence ako and hindi ako employable.
Okay.
Or hindi ako nakapagtap... Nagpabaya ako nung high school, let's say. Tapos hindi ako nakatapos, bulakbol.
Mm.
Tapos sinusuportahan ako ng kapatid ko.
Breadwinner.
Nung breadwinner. Tapos may apat akong anak.
No.
By hook or by crook, maghahanap ako ng trabaho kahit demeaning. Just to help out
kahit
sobrang liit lang. Let's say mabayaran ko yung sarili kong phone bills or makabigay ako ng konting allowance sa apat kong anak. Basta wag lang yung
zero.
Or yung nakahiga lang ako sa bahay na sige, ikaw na bahala sa mga anak ko, matalino ka.
Grabe.
Hindi, pero may mga cases na ganyan.
Oh, pero parang yung I think extreme. I think most ng ganyan na may breadwinner, tas may, ano ba tawag natin dyan? Bread eater. Hindi, joke lang. Basta yung sinasupport. Most of them naman do the dirty work. Like,
Yes.
Sila yung nagda-drive, sila yung, kunwari, mag-aayos ng tax papers.
Kumbaga, runners.
Or
runners
EA,
of the family.
EA, informal EA nung breadwinner.
Hindi, totoo yan. Totoo diba? Yan. Which is, if you think about it, pwede na.
Oo naman, parang yung mga... I think relief.
Kung binibigyan ka na rin ng allowance ng breadwinner, aba, might as well, gumalaw ka na rin.
Mag-assistant
diba?
Ka na, di ba? Oo. Oh.
Oh. Actually, yeah. I've worked in the film and TV industry before, di ba?
Oo. Oh.
Ang daming showbiz personalities na ganyan yung nangyayari sa mga kapatid nila or parents nila.
Actually.
Na, mag-shoot ako, lalapit sila. Direk.
Mm.
Ano kailangan mo yung mga damit? Na super, super efficient sila.
Hmm.
Na yung I worked with a kid actor before. Yung mom niya may may Google Calendar.
Assistant na.
Oh, may dalang.
Na.
Yung mommy niya yung nagtitext sa akin na direct ano yung kailangan mong damit bukas. Ilang damit yung dadalhin namin. Hindi ko na kinakausap yung artista. Ang kinakausap ko na yung mommy niya.
Which so, parang, I think is efficient.
I think may cut siya dun sa ano.
I think medyo yun. Fair to some extent. Kasi, ikaw na yung breadwinner, sinusupport mo na nga itong family member, mag-hire ka pa ba ng outside help?
Hindi, tsaka syempre, kung artista, mas madali ko yung EA niya, yung kasama niya dun sa bahay.
Oo, trust.
Kasi di ba parang pera, puyat yung ano, puyat yung actor, yung mga wardrobe na... Ito na lang. Kung sinabi ko, kailangan natin ng 10 wardrobe bukas. Hindi mo lang pupunta rin yung hindi mo kilala dun sa bedroom mo, kukunin yung mga...
Well, some assistants do that.
Ah, talaga?
Oh, di ba? Like, may mga assistants naman. But anyway, ayun. So, I guess we've touched on some of the common,
setups.
Ng pagsusupport sa extended family. Ayun. So, ayan. Ito pa pala, another example of how do we support extended family. Ayan, meron na tayo nung yung sandwich generation. Tapos, ito, nangyari na ba sa'yo yung sinusupport ng breadwinner yung in-law?
Sinusupport ng breadwinner yung in-law or in-laws?
Oo.
Oh, meron din.
Yes, ako rin. I mean, my experience ako like with some of my friends. As in, miski in-laws na for me parang whoa. That's kind of noble.
Ako more than noble nga. It's generous.
Oh,
super generous niya.
By law mo lang siya kamag-anak.
Oo.
Diba? And ito ba, do you consider yung supporting yung mga pamilya pa nung kasambahay? Minsan ganun, diba? Oo.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I've known may mga tita ako or mga bosses ako
rin,
na binilhan nila ng motorcycle yung
anak
messengers
nung,
namin.
Hindi, yun direct eh. Ito as in, may office mate ako dati na yung anak nung kasambahay nila, siya yung nagpa-aral.
Ah, marami ganon. Akong kilalang ganyan.
As in, scholar niya yun, ganon. I consider that also like supporting an extended family. Tapos as in, matalino. Ganun, yung bata. Meron pa akong isang dating office mate as in an, almost parang inampon na nila.
Uy,
yung
ganda.
Bata. Na as in, nakikita ko siya yung nagsinasama niya sa application sa college. Siya yung nag-aasikaso talaga. Ganun.
Na feeling ko nga, if you think about it, di ba kung sa ibang bansa, ginagawa yan ng mga social welfare
paid by the government, paid by the tax.
Diba? Social welfare systems yung gumagawa niyan na parang, uish, walang trabaho si ganito. Hahanapan ka naman ng trabaho. Or, walang pambayad ng tuition. O sige, get a loan muna. Or, mag-apply ka ng scholarship sa amin. Mm-hmm. Kami na magtataguyod niyan, di ba? Pero, dito nga, wala. Family is the magic word. We are the...
Saan ka kumuha ng loan?
Family Savings Bank, di ba?
Bank of Mommy.
Bank of Mommy. Ano? Bank of Ninang, di ba?
Although, anyway,
ayun, hindi, pero kaya nga, therefore, okay tong episode na to with Sun Life. Kasi, kung gano'n na nga yung rules of engagement dito, then we have to set boundaries. Di ba?
Or at least,
Rules of engage. Ito, sorry. I use the word rules of engagement. We have to set rules of engagement. Kung ito na talaga yung nakagawi ang sistema.
Or, I mean...
Though in however informal it is.
It is informal and supposedly it's sort of working but it's not perfect. Diba? There are many improvements that we can do. Pero yun nga, since hindi naman yan parang walang policies around it eh. So, hindi mo madaling ma-change. You can only change it through culture, through
hello,
practice.
Policies. Usually nga, di ba, kung sa bangko, magpa-utang ka, may credit score ka.
May contract.
May contract, tapos may interest, di ba? Eh dito, di ba, usually yung, uy, pa-utang naman.
Wala na.
Hindi mo na makukuha yun.
Hindi na. And
hindi ka na mababayaran.
Bablock ka na sa messenger.
Oh. Maraming pa-utang kang 10,000. Mm. Kinukwento ka ng dad ko before sa akin. Kung may utang sa'yo, be ready. Always have a mindset na hindi ka nababayaran. Especially in the Philippines.
Of course. Kaya, pautangan mo na lang siya nung kaya mong ipautang. Wag, kunwari, umutang siya ng 10,000.
And ito yung,
turo
ng dad ko, which is super helpful to me. One of the points na to for Sun Life. Since ano nga, we're on this topic. Kunwari, uy pare, pautang naman ng 10,000 pesos.
Or sige, family. Or ano?
Pinsan, pautang naman ng 10,000 pesos. Gawin ko ng 10,000 para madali
yung math.
Pautang naman ng 10,000. The only rule is,
kunwari, never. Too much sa'yo yung 10,000.
Hindi, kahit afford mo yung 10,000. The only rule is never give zero.
Yes.
So in other words, sabihin mo, ay sorry, pinsan, ang mabibigay ko lang sa'yo ay 2,000 pesos. Kahit kaya mong i-afford yung 10 na. Pero yung binigay mong 2,000, ilagay mo na sa utak mo na hindi ka ba?
Hindi mo na ba? Hindi, I guess, misleading lang yung hindi mo afford yung 10.
Wait. Ang maganda ron, kadalasan raw, hindi ka na babalikan nung umutang sa'yo.
Kasi, hindi ko kompleto ang pautang.
Exactly.
Or, like, I guess, psychologically, yung 10,000, afford mo siya, like, if kikwentahin mo. Pero psychologically, mafe-feel mo yung loss kung 10,000 eh. So, give an amount that hindi mo mafe-feel yung loss masyado. I think yun yung parang philosophy dun.
Oo.
Diba?
Hindi kasi ako, ito, nagpa-utang ka na ba ng extended family? Meaning, hindi yung immediate family mo.
Hindi pa.
Ako nakapag.
Hindi pa. Sobrang, to be fair to my parents, they help me set my boundaries. Like,
oy.
Never nakakadiretso sa akin yung extended family, yung mapinsan-pinsan. As in, gatekeepers yung parents ko na hindi kami kakausap. Sasabihin namin hindi.
Ako, in fairness, since ako, I work nga in the film and TV and advertising, as a director.
Yeah.
Ang sama kasi ng welfare system ng film and TV eh. Kasi,
or labor
laws, di ba? So, ang nakakasama ko sa yung mga manongs na tinatawag namin, mga gaffers, mga setmen.
To think sila pa yung delikado. Yung
exactly. Yung mga drivers ng truck, mga cameramen, camera operators, na in my work, in my line of work, Sila yung kasama ko.
Mas madalas.
16 hours. Oh. Hindi ko kasama yung makeup artist. Hindi ko kasama yung producer or yung accountant. Ang kasama ko, katabi ko kadalasan, yung mga manong. And yun, nakapagbigay ako na direct na aksidente ako sa motorbike, ganun. Or direct na napunta yung mama ko sa ano hospital. Ayun, binibigyan ko ng pera.
Pero not what you can lang. Yeah. Parang donation and, na, no? Hindi na siya utang.
Pumupunta no? naman, pumupunta sila sa akin na I know hindi nila ako inaano, linoloko. Talagang kailangan nila.
Oo naman.
And wala ako out of my own heart kailangan eh. Kailangan kong bigyan eh.
Pero ako naman, parang mas...
Kasi alam ko masipag sila eh.
Tsaka alam mong...
Gising sila with me
honest
for...
Honest sila dun sa kanilang trabaho. Oo eh. Tsaka diba?
Number two, hindi sila balahura sa trabaho.
Meron akong ano, controversial statement. I think mas madaling magpautang ng coworker kaysa...
Oh, gets.
Kaysa extended family.
Actually,
I'm
mas,
sorry.
Ito na-realize ko. Mas madaling magpautang ng masipag na minalas.
Oo.
Come on.
Oo nga.
Versus yung tamad na nakahiga lang buong araw.
Or pero ang hirap kasi, tinatry ko din i-fight yung thinking of deserve niya bang pautangin ko siya.
Hindi, totoo yan. Totoo yan.
Tinatry ko i-fight yung idea of deserve. Because probably, some people, uutang, hindi, most of the time, yung mga tao, umuutang sila kasi kailangan naman nila. Pero, another way, like, sabi nga ng favorite kong book ni Rutger Bregman, yung Utopia for Realist, yan yung trap, yung thinking of deserve ba nila, yan daw yung trap of poverty. Kasi, imbis na freely natin binibigay, or ng government ah, hindi natin, ng private, imbis daw na freely binibigay yung provision, kailangan pang prove mo ang naghihirap ka, prove mo nga na masipag ka.
Hindi, pero because then, because also, a lot of people abuse the welfare system.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yung kunwari mag-aano sila, kukuha silang baseball bat tapos aanuhin nila yung tuhod nila. Hahampasin nila yung tuhod nila tapos punta sila dun sa ano.
Yes.
Ayoko na magtrabaho, bayaran niyo ako na na-aksidente ako sa construction work pero hindi naman talaga.
Yes.
Yun yung
versus yun yung tricky. Kaya nga sinasabi niya, kung may basic income, freely mo lang binibigay kebs na they don't have to resort to that. Uh-oh. Diba? But we're
pero yun na nga, speaking of, kasi nasa finances din tayo, Sun Life, diba? Tricky rin talaga yung concept ng welfare. It deserves another episode.
It's a different
sa totoo
episode.
Lang. As in, hindi lang yung simple na perfect government should have a good welfare system. Hindi. Ang daming factors.
Hindi, tsaka actually, ang dami ding studies na welfare systems. Yan yung, ano, as in, dyan nagtathrive ang corruption.
Exactly.
Kasi, like, imbis na gawin mo na lang ang money to give away to, imbis na allowance siya to the citizens, gagawin mo pa siyang goods. Pwede mo pang patungan.
Exactly.
Diba? So, tricky shit.
And ako, when I was living in Canada, you know that I volunteered in soup kitchens.
Yes.
Diba? And recycling centers.
Mm-mm.
So, and I spent a lot of time in the library kung saan natutulog yung mga homeless people. Mm-mm. Diba? Nakita ko nga yung parang medyo tricky rin nga tong
tricky talaga.
Welfare system. Mm. Kasi yung iba nakita ko, homeless sila.
Mm.
Natutulog, naliligo sila sa library nga.
Mm.
Tapos, wala silang mental illness. Wala silang disability.
Mm.
Yung feeling ko po, tsa, free spirit to freeloader lang.
Buhol.
Oo. Sabi ko po,
buhim lang.
Sarap ng buhay ng hayop na to. May kumakain
freedom.
Siya.
Freedom.
Oo.
Sabi nga ni Ramon Bautista, the ultimate free man.
Is the taong grasa. That's another episode. Though.
Anyway, ayun. Also, sige. Since ang dami na nating reklamo, na-identify na natin.
Tips na.
Last na. Alam mo ba, hindi pa naman ito nangyayari sa akin. But I think greatest fear ko to. At kinomunicate ko to sa parents ko. Greatest fear ko kasi, kung merong kamag-anak na hihiram ng money, tapos eventually, hindi na mababayaran. Tapos kakausapin ako ng parents ko na, sige na, Huwag mo nang...
Oh, no!
Yung parang, dad, don't appeal to my emotions.
Pinsan mo naman
siya. Ayoko yun. Nasasabi ko, can we avoid that? I don't want that to happen ever. Kasi, like, may isang situation ng bata ako na asin na trauma talaga ako. Like, yung dad ko, na-trick siya ng isang kamag-anak namin na parang guarantor or signee. Basta parang guarantor siya sa isang loan. Tapos tinakbuhan siya nung kamag-anak namin. And my dad ended up paying for it. So, na-trauma ako doon. Nasabi ko...
Malaki ba yung binayad?
Malaki. Like, malaki in my head when I was a child. So, probably 100K, ganyan.
Oof.
Malaki-laki siya. So, parang na-trauma talaga ako doon. As in, nagalit ako doon sa kamag-anak na yun. Parang, I don't wanna see his face. You know, me and my rage. Like, trauma. Tapos yung daddy ko, nagagalit ako sa kanya kasi parang, wow, you forgive him? You still talk to him? Why?
She still does?
Parang sabi niya, wag, yung daddy ko kasi, nakakaloka. Parang gusto niya parang, oo, siya may ginawang masama, but I will not be the bad person. Yung parang, sige, kakausapin ko, civil pa rin ako sa kanya. Hindi ako magiging kupal, kahit kinupal niya ako. Parang ganun, parang, dad, I don't share your unconditional love for kamag-anak. But anyway, yun yung fears ko. So anyway, let's go to the, since nakuha na natin yung the bad, how can we improve it?
Yun, sige.
Okay.
Ano to? Salitan?
Identify and formalize natin yung bad, tapos tips tayo. Ganun. Ano yung tingin mong magsasolve?
I'll go, you start.
Okay, so first, I think problematic yung single income breadwinner. Single income. So, how can we improve this usual setup na single?
Okay, ako, kung nakaiipon ng konti yung breadwinner, yung single income guy or girl, or whoever, family member, magtayin na siya ng maliit na negosyo for those, quote-unquote,
support.
Quote-unquote, tambay sa bahay. Hindi, totoo nga.
Oh.
Ice candy business, mausong Instagram business, YouTube channel. Gets mo? Ring, bigyan ng ring
may,
light.
May
sumasideline.
Passive income.
Kahit maliit lang. As in, super baby steps.
Yes.
Or siyempre, di ba, usually kung mayaman-yaman na. Show my business.
Franchise.
Ganun.
Mga kiosk. Ganyan.
Yung mga sa grocery. Which are money makers yan.
Yes.
Di ba? Kasi, yung sabi natin, hindi nakapagtapos, kaya niyo yun. No? It's basically French, di ba? French fries, kikiam,
street food.
Sa malamig, di ba? It would run on its own. Ang kailangan mo lang is a responsible guy looking after that, di ba? Yun.
Ako, yung isang way dyan, I think, since you have a breadwinner, i-approach nyo na kung kaya nyo. Kasi gawin nating hindi ganun ka-emotional ang financial approach ng family. Because, let's admit it. It's an emotional discussion. 99% of the time. Especially with Filipino families.
In the words of our favorite Netflix character, detective, Enola Holmes, stay unemotional.
Yes. I think kung may single income breadwinner ka, the first step, I agree with you with the diversifying or papaikutin mo na yung pera. Diba? Yun yung sagot dun sa magkaroon ka ng mini business on the side. Eh. But before that, I think kailan mong i-discipline or kailangan mong i-approach together with your family yung finances nyo as a family, financial system kayo. So, dapat hindi emotional masyado. Like, sige, ako yung tanging sumisweldo dito. Mm-mm. Paano natin naayusin? Paano natin iba-budget to together?
Mm-hmm.
Magbibigay ako ng certain amount sa'yo. Kaya ba nating? Ito na yung pambayad ng utilities. Pero bibigyan kita ng extra amount. Palakihin mo to. Yeah, like, treat it like as a team.
Or kung ganun, meron na kayong tama ka. Kasi ang mahirap lang yung, sige, magwawalis na lang ako, maglalaban na lang ako. Basta bigyan mo ko alaman.
Unaccounted for.
Maganda.
Kwentahin nyo
together. Hindi mo naman sasabihin nyo, ito, kumikita ako ng X amount dito sa trabaho ko sa call center. Wag. Itago nyo rin yun.
Yes, yes.
Pero at the same time, maganda na may vision board kayo or accounting board na sinasabi nyo, oh, ito yung plano natin
together
in the next 3 years. Ito yung mga daily expenses natin, weekly expenses natin, monthly expenses natin. Just isama mo sila na, ah, ganun pala. Kasi
bibigyan mo sila ng job.
Tumatalino sila financial literacy, kung tawagin. Kung nakakasama sila dun sa budgeting or sa vision for the 5-year plan, whatever. Kahit hindi sila sila nakapagtapos, parang na-expose sila, ah, ganun pala yun.
Tsaka may I think dun natin i-direct yung emotionality. Meron silang emotional investment dun sa money that the family has. Hindi sila parang
only.
Or parang, hindi parang ikaw yung source of income. Papamigay mo lang, allowance lang nila yun. Parang ano, may power dynamics ganap eh. Di i-distribute mo yung power and responsibility na, uy, ako lang yung nagdadala ng pera dito, pero ikaw, ito yung responsibility mo. Ikaw, ito yung responsibility mo.
Actually, since sinabi mo nga kanina na usually, kasi kung breadwinner, pagod na yan at the end of the day, di ba? Hindi mo na mautusan yan na, uy, ikaw magbayad ng Meralco pa rin.
Yes.
Diba? Usually, it's the errand boys or runners sa family, yung nagbabayad ng bills.
Yes.
Sa Meralco, whatever. Sa Tubero. Bigay mo yung pera sa kanila, pero humingi ka ng receipt. Yun, receipts.
Basta gawin mong ano, well-oiled financial or accountant unit.
Kasi minsan, di ba, sasabihin, magbabayad na ako ng kuryente, magkano? 5,000. Pero, 4,000 lang pala talaga. May tubo pa siya na 1,000. Anak ng tinapa.
Pero, I think yun nga, pag tinanggal mo yung emotionality, mas madaling mag-accounting eh.
The challenge is,
ano?
Filipinos are known to be emotional.
I know. Pero, for
especially about finances. Yung, sinasabi mo yan sa akin dahil hindi ako nakapagtapos. May ganun. Wow!
Wow! Yung marang, kung yung para sasabihin mo lang, simula ngayon, ito yung ibabudget, ikaw yung mag-budget nito ha, pero bibigay
porque
mo sa akin.
Ikaw lang yung nakaangat sa buhay.
Or ano, parang kailangan bigay mo sa akin yung resibo. Bakit? Di mo bakit tinatrust? Pero wait lang.
Wait. Sa ano, sa in a corporate setting. In a
resibo.
Palagi magbibigay ka ng resibo kung may inaano ka ha.
Actually, isang personal experience yan with me and my tito. Parang nag-prepare kami ng PowerPoint. Nang okay, ito yung amount. This is the X amount of money we can bring into the family. This is how we will budget it. Ikaw, ito yung task mo. Ikaw dito.
Nice.
Ikaw dito. Ganyan. So medyo parang ngayon, pag yung Viber group namin, unemotional yan. Okay, naka-deposit na ako. Okay, nabayaran ko na. Okay, ganyan-ganyan. Ito yung resibo.
Sidebar about financial literacy.
Okay.
Since it's one of the talk points that Sun Life
requested,
diba? Financial literacy.
May
mga tao ba talaga na mahirap turuan ng financial literacy?
Oo naman.
Oo, no?
Oo.
Like yung mga, I mean, hindi talaga sila magaling sa pera or yung term na money slips through their fingers.
But you know, I think it's a very privileged point of view.
Totoo yan.
To say na kailangan na natin turuan yung mga tao ng financial literacy tapos yayaman sila. Don't ever trust anyone who says that. Kasi I think madaling matuto kung meron kang perang ibabudget. Pero kung yung pera mo, kunwari, let's say,
you're living from paycheck to paycheck.
Ano na lang, minimum wage na arawan. Isa-isang araw ubus na, anong ibabudget mo?
Correct.
Paano ka matututo mag-budget kung wala kang kahit konting abundance? How can you move money when you have no money to move?
Hindi, kaya nga, sorry, ganito yun eh. Ako, in the bigger picture, looking at the bigger picture. Mahirap yung breadwinner medyo magulo yung breadwinner phenomenon dito kasi hindi rin maayos yung sweldo ng mga tao.
If you think of,
inequality happens a lot and the labor laws are not that good.
And ang daming informal labor.
Yes, black market, green market, di ba? Yes. Tapos yung job market natin is in dire need of an upgrade. Diba?
Yes. And the financial systems.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
For me, hindi natin masasolve yan ngayon. I think yung point of view ko sa financial literacy, I went through this when I was younger. Like, for the breadwinners dyan, don't expect natuturuan niya pa yung older generation ng financial literacy. Huwag na.
Eh, yung younger generation.
It can be done, but it's frustrating. So, fine. Sige, kung gusto niyo turuan sila, try nyo. But don't, I mean, expect frustration. Yun.
Pero bakit? Is it because parang, ba't mo ko tinuturuan, mas bata ka sa akin? Ganun ba yun?
Hindi. Ako, mas point of view siya, na parang, yung kinalakihan nila, cultural siya, yung kinalakihan nilang systems, yung kinalakihan nilang financial systems, family systems,
meaning,
labor systems, yun yung nag-inform ng pananaw nila sa pere. And ang hirap i-shake nun. So, prepare mo, ang financial literacy mo na lang, yung mas batang generation, kasi yun mas mamold mo, matuturoan mo ng insurance, di ba, ng retirement funds, ng investments. Alam mo yun, parang mas madaling magturo sa bata kaysa sa matanda, I guess, to put it simply.
Totoo yun. Especially with financial literacy.
Yun.
Kasi may kilala akong ibang matatanda, walang savings account. Alkansya pa rin.
Yes. Yes. Kasi yung lola ko dati, as in, nagtatago siya ng cash.
Pero yung sa lola mo, naintindihan ko bakit.
War.
War time, ang mga binobomba nun, mga banko.
Oo. Nagigets ko
rin.
Tapos
hindi nababalik yung pera mo kung nabomba yung banko nun.
Oo. Pero yung lola ko, may depapel yung accounting niya.
Okay rin yun.
Anyway. Yun, so, wag, see, may iba na silang systems na kinagisnan. So for me, the literacy should come after, generation after you. So kunwari ako, nung natuto ako, yung tito ko, sabi niya, mag-retirement fund ka. So nag-retirement fund ako. And then, yung kapatid ko, pumasok na sa labor force. Sabi ko sa kanya, before you're 25, mag-retirement fund ka na. So meron siya. Ganon, parang pinapasa-pasa na namin. Parang, kung hindi ka super generational wealth billionaire family, that's the best thing na pwede mo ipamanay, financial literacy.
Pero kung ganun, sinabi mo yan, then I believe financial literacy should be a subject in school.
Yes!
Kung sinasabi mong bata.
Yes!
Pero wala eh.
Economics at like sa sibiko at kultura.
Hindi yung, I'm not saying about financial literacy yung banks and
As in like personal wealth.
Yes. As in the littlest things na parang magtabi ka ng 1,000 sa banko.
Oh, napaka-informal din ng financial literacy.
The fact na hindi tinuturo sa school. O yan, Sun Life, baka pwede kayong sponsor ng mga
school.
Seminars sa school or workshops, di ba? Yeah. For kids.
Or elective, I don't know.
Pero ito na nga, sorry. One thing na you can ask some of my old friends. Nung high school ako, meron na akong
bank account.
Passbook. Na sobrang liit lang nung laman. Naglalagay ako minsan 200 or
yes.
500.
Yes.
I mean, wala yun siguro. At nung nag-graduate ako ng high school, meron ako mga 4,000.
Not bad.
Or 3,500.
Kaysa wala.
O nga. Uh-huh. Pero, nadala ko yun. Kumbaga, parang play money lang yun.
Yes.
Nadala ko yun hanggang pagtanda ako. Now that I'm 40, yung mentality na yung may passbook
unti,
ako,
unti.
Tapos may nagtatabi ako ron from time to time. Kahit, ang cute pa nga ng passbook ko, yung parang ano yun, Kiddie Savers Club. Parang ganun.
Oo. Junior
iba pa yung kulay nung passbook, hindi yung pang matanda.
Pambata talaga.
Pambata.
May mga mascot.
Exactly. Tapos may cute na envelope pa na parang transparent na may mga design. That taught me na parang, this is financial literacy.
So see, if you give a person a budget to work with, matututo naman siya mag-budget eh. Mm. Diba? Especially kung provided for yung basics mo. Like, pinakain ka naman, may
tama,
may kuryente kayo sa bahay. Eh, di fine, makakasave ka talaga.
Versus yung mga, ang liit na nga ng sweldo, may pinapakain pa sa bahay.
Oo. So, pero yun, see, napamana sa'yo yung ganong culture. Mm. Na, I think, pamana mo na lang din sa, kahit hindi mo anak, pamangkin mo, pinsan mo, if they listen to you, why not? Diba?
Mm.
Okay, next bad. Ito na. The culture of sacrifice.
Nako.
Nako po. Bilang emotional ang Pilipinas sa money, ano yung tingin mong way to fix, not fix, but improve the culture of sacrifice?
Ako, feeling ko nga the opposite word for sacrifice is boundaries. Eh.
Yes!
My favorite word for 2022 is boundaries. Nahala ko dati ang sama niya na word. Pero ngayon, internet buzzword siya.
Mm.
And mental health keyword siya ngayon.
Mm.
Magic word siya ng mental health. Mm. Yung boundaries. And since we're talking about family here and finances.
Yes.
Practice really good boundaries kung nagpapautang, kung nagbabudget.
Mm. Example.
Tapos isa pa, privacy mo about Your
finances.
Finances.
Huwag din sabihin sa parents nyo or sa kahit sino yung sweldo nyo.
Walang dapat makakaalam ng sweldo mo. Walang dapat makakaalam magkano ang pera mo sa bangko.
Yes.
Especially in your family.
Pero, sorry just touching on sweldo. Like, kasi when I watch TikTok, like, there's this Gen Z anti-capitalist thing na parang, ano daw, they question yung privacy or secrecy on people's salary. Or parang dapat daw transparent sa salaries. I kind of disagree. Kasi privacy and protection mo rin yun as a person eh.
Oo.
Diba? Parang...
kumataas na yung sweldo mo.
Dapat ikaw na lang nakakaalam. Dapat ikaw... or questionin yung ability mo, yung skill mo. Diba? Parang dapat ikaw lang talaga nakakaalam ng sweldo mo. I'm old school that way.
Hindi, pero feeling ko, pinost niya yun in the spirit of revolt. Dahil baka super baba nung sweldo niya. Gusto niyang ipalaman na sa mundo. No? Tingnan niyo gaano ka
baba yung
barat
sweldo
nitong
ko
kumpanya.
Hindi ko sabi mo yung boss mo. Diba? Like, boss, alam mo ba yung sweldo ko? Usually kasi, sa dami ng employee, tingin mo, memorized ang boss mo yung sweldo mo.
Mm.
Diba? Parang, the moment malaman naman ng boss mo yun, magulat yan. Tapos parang, huh? Sige, gagawa natin ng paraan. I mean, if the boss really cares, ha? And based on experience, most of my bosses cared. So, anyway, there is a reason why you have, I guess my point is, like what you're saying, there is a reason why you have to keep your salary amount to yourself.
Yes.
Because?
Boundaries.
Boundaries. Especially kunwari mga group of friends, di ba? Yung parang, how much do you make
dito,
grow?
Isipin mo na lang.
Ganun.
Isipin mo na lang. Oo. Ito pa, never ask.
Yes.
Your friends, your families, their salaries.
Yes.
Sa awa ng Diyos.
Mm.
Be a good human being.
Don't ask.
It's douchey. It's douchey to ask people of how much they're earning.
Mm-mm. Tsaka parang wala siyang good
intention. None of your business. Exactly.
Wala siyang,
meron.
Ano?
Pataasan ng ihi.
Is that good?
To some basketball players, yes.
Sabi ka naman. To some bros.
To some basketball playing bros, of course.
Very specific naman. Anyway, yun. So how do we counter or improve this culture of sacrifice? Boundaries. So for example,
and isa pa, tanggalin na yung word na sacrifice from the dictionary.
Or parang huwag niya na yan i-equate sa love, I swear.
Of course.
So, like, we were brought up na sacrifice is a love language. You know, there are alternatives to sacrifice, di ba?
Like what?
Pwede mo siya gawing proactive. Na instead of saying sacrifice siya, pwede mo sabihing pledge, commitment. Diba?
Di ba pwedeng instead of sacrifice, strategy?
Oh, strategy. Or commitment nga. Or action plan. Pwede bang ganun? Like, bakit kailan may coding pain? Di ba? Why? Why does it have to be painful? Pero ikaw, ano yung isang example mo of setting boundaries?
Setting boundaries? Simple saying no.
Mm-hmm.
The simple act of saying no. And no being a complete answer in and of itself.
Okay.
Pare, may nagtanong sa akin.
Napinsan.
Huwag napinsan. Friend.
Hindi, family nga yung topic natin.
O, sige. Pare, may, dohin, ano lang to ah. Wala pa naman pinsan na umutang sa akin.
Ano, hypothetical.
Hypothetical pinsan. Kasi, pautang naman ng 50,000.
Oh my God. Oh. Wow.
I wanna practice. Hindi ko, this is in theory. But I wanna practice being comfortable in saying,
sorry, na pinsan.
But no.
Wincy, pautang naman ng 50,000.
Pinsan, sorry, pero I can't.
Yun lang, tapos na, di ba?
Tapos na.
Hindi mo na kailangan i-justify.
Kung tiga, pero paano kung makulit siya? Bakit I can't? Eh, ang dami mong ginagawa. Hindi, paulit-ulit lang raw. I can't.
Ako parang, okay, that's overboard. Ako dapat hindi mo natanongin na bakit.
Or sabihin mo nga, sorry, no is a complete answer, cousin.
Yeah. Or ako yung reverse ko na, hindi reverse, like, build ko dyan. Pwede kasing no. Pero, this also works for me na before ka pa utangan or before pa mangyari yan, set your boundary by saying what you can give. Uy, 5,000 lang yung mabibigay ko from my sweldo.
Oh, yun. Ganun. Actually, boundary, setting the terms of the contract,
yes,
of the transaction. Pero isa pa, ako,
sidebar
to about the utang. Please guys, yung mga umuutang, huwag nyo nasabihing utang kung hindi nyo babayaran. Hindi talaga. This is semantics. This is, diba? Pero, pahingi ng tulong.
I think may konti kasing embarrassment. Huh?
I know, pero, ipaalam mo from the get-go that I'm not gonna pay you.
Pero kasi, parang, kung gano'n, iset up mo na may as a donation, mag-go-fund-me ka na lang.
Sa mga umutang sa akin na, hindi ko pinsan, as in, co-workers. Direct, pahingi ng tulong. Pagkikita kami sa mall, mag-withdraw ko, with me knowing,
hindi na yan.
Hindi niya ako babayaran at tulong ko to sa kanya personally.
Yes.
And in-inform ko rin sa kanya, since yung language niya nga ay
tulong,
hindi kita babayaran. Hindi mo ako babayaran.
Hindi ka na mag-expect.
Hindi na natin kailangan magkita ulit.
Mm-mm.
And mas na-appreciate ko pa ngayon eh.
Oo.
Kasi clear siya na kailangan ko talaga ng tulong. And na-appreciate ko yung humility niya. Mm-hmm. Na-appreciate ko yung pagiging clear niya.
Hindi, yung
pagiging
clarity.
Clear niya. Clarity niya. Oo. Kaya, ganado ko na makipag-meet sa kanya.
After na episode na to. Wincy, alam
may nag-text sa akin, pucha.
Magkasabog na yung messenger mo. Joke lang. Yun. Pero ako naman, yung reverse niyan, kung uutang ka, sabihin mo yung terms mo din. Na parang, I mean, ako, may times na umutang ako sa tito ko. Like, I need a certain amount. I can pay you in the next 2 years.
Oh, yun ang okay.
Ganon. I will pay you starting this month. And every month, I'll pay you 2,000 pesos. Ganon. Like, bin-breakdown ko na. Kasi parang, dubayara kita. Kailangan ko ng large sum of money.
So, parang
money
sa banko rin. Oo, oh, ganon.
As in,
you're setting terms with the, ano tawag?
With the bank of Ninong.
Credit, ano? Credit, credit manager? Tama.
Na, I think kasi ako, kung love language ng Pilipino yung generosity, ako love language ko yung clarity and commitment na, hey, I'm asking help from you. But I assure you, I will pay you. I will pay you back.
Or yung clarity ng terms and conditions.
Oh, love language ko yun. Diba? I owe you that. Tapos ako, ito, sabi natin, culture of sacrifice. Ano yung opposite ng sacrifice?
Ano nga ba?
It's saving some for yourself.
Oy, nice.
Diba? As in, huwag kayo mag-guilty na mag-set aside ng something para sa sarili nyo. Na, sorry, ikaka-counter ko yung mga double digit sale. Yung mga deserve ko to, nagpapabudol ako, mag-shopping ako. For me, secondary yun. Magtabi kayo ng cash for yourself and be liquid. Yung mga big purchases, wag niyo siya gawin every month. At wag niyo siya i-justify na deserve ko to eh. Eklat. Wag na. Mas deserve niyang maging liquid. Listen to me. Like, for me, it's all psychological, probably, or like mind trick siya. Pero mas nakakabigay ng satisfaction sa akin seeing the numbers in my savings account kesa bumibili ako online. I mean, I'm not saying don't, pero parang i-fight niyo yung urge. Yun. So, save some for yourself. Kasi kakailangan, eh, paano kung ikaw yung may rainy day? Paano kung ikaw yung nagkasakit? Paano kung...
Paano ikaw yung natanggal sa trabaho?
Oo, paano kung may emergency ka? So, dapat meron, lalo na kung ikaw yung breadwinner. Diba? The more kailangan mo mag-save for yourself. Huwag kayo mag-guilty. Hindi siya nakaka-guilty. Bakit ka mag-guilty para sa sarili mo? Diba?
Ako, ito naman ako. Last tip for breadwinners. I-design nyo yung environment ng where you currently are, where you will no longer be the breadwinner in the future.
Yes. In the future, diba?
Oo. Kaya nga tama eh. Yung matatanda,
hindi mo na
huwag mo nang asahan. Since ikaw yung breadwinner, yung mga pamangkin, anak,
yes,
i-train
empower
na
mo sila.
Na maging quote-unquote an army of breadwinners.
Or financially independent.
Hindi sila na breadwinner.
Hindi,
gets mo? Kasi by the definition na marami na ngang kumikita dun sa family.
Empower mo sila. Tama, tama.
Tama, yun na nga eh. You can only start with the kids actually.
Yes.
Kasi...
Or with your younger...
Kasi honestly, ito yung sinasabi yung mga na older generations na hindi na financially literate. May pinagdaanan niya na hindi maganda yung job market.
Yes.
Hindi maganda yung education experience nila.
Or hindi din sila naturuan ng parents nila.
Ayun, exactly. Or
authority.
Siguro galing silang probinsya to the city tapos hindi sila naka-adjust to the new systems, di ba? So, tama eh.
Cultural siya.
And yung education, I'm not talking about education sa classroom. Pwede yung informal education na binibigyan ka ng lessons ng ninong mo, ng
mentors,
daddy mo.
Oh. Boss mo.
Exactly.
Office mates mo. Diba? Friends. To summarize, I think supporting your extended family can be improved by boundary setting and communicating effectively.
Yes. No? Agree.
Diba? Parang huwag nating iwasan yung conversation and discussions about money. Kasi lagi tayong parang, ako, don't mention it.
And ako dadagdag ko, discipline over emotion.
Yes. Yes.
Huwag maging emotional about money.
Or love language mo yung pagiging organized about money, di ba?
Ako, yun rin yung parang instilling discipline within the household.
Yes.
Kung breadwinner ka.
Love yun.
Love yun, no? Huwag ka naman yung magsungit na, babatugan nyo kasi! Hindi naman ganun.
Masama din. Kasi emotional ka about money.
Exactly. Pero yung the words of, The Godfather, no? Let's get organized.
Diba? Yes.
Tama ba?
Ano pala? Mafia.
Mafia pala. Hindi. Let's get organized, di ba?
Oo. Na, yun nga, love language siya. Yung pagiging organized, pagiging makwenta, pagiging communicative.
Kumbaga run your household like you're running
a business
or a corporation.
Mafia talaga.
Hindi naman.
Oo, like a corporation, yun. And...
Hindi, pero ito, on the other end of the spectrum, yung mga, let's call them dependents. Na, hindi swinerte sa job market.
Yes.
Which is, if you think about it, mahirap naman eh. How can they help the breadwinners?
Well, napag-usapan na natin before.
Hindi, to
like
recap na to.
Oh, na parang,
ako, make yourself useful as much as you can. No?
And tignan mo yung unburden. Weak points ng breadwinner. Kaya disorganized siya or hindi siya magaling sa paglilinis or ganon. Punan mo yung mga din.
Hindi siya marunong mag-drive.
Oo, pag-drive mo, ganon. Or be helpful. Or yun nga, kung wala ka pang capability to generate your own money, edi tulungan mo siya dun sa mga bagay na hindi niya kayang gawin kasi pagod na siya sa work, di ba?
Or if not, mag-pitch ka ng business idea mo sa kanya. Na sound ah.
Oh.
Nakikita naman kahit papaano.
Hindi may business plan. Hindi lang yung idea lang, di ba?
Parang, parang gusto ko magbenta ng something on Instagram or online business, di ba? Baka pwede mo kong i-fund. Okay
ito yung
rin yun.
X amount that I need from you. Ito yung ROI that I see in the next year or in the next 6 months. Ganon.
feeling ko naman kung magpakita ka ng initiative, matutuwa ng konti yung breadwinner.
Oh, or fine kung hindi mo kayo mag-seller, mag-ano ha, content creator ka, di ba?
Bilhan mo, pautang ako pambili ng ring light at ng mic.
Oh.
Magiging YouTube creator ako. Ang predictions ko ay mababawi ko to in 2 years.
Oh, tapos bibigyan kita ng 20%. Ganon, like,
magtuturo ako ng guitar lesson sa YouTube.
Be proactive. Yun. Anyway.
I hope this was educational kahit papaano. We're no financial wizards.
And we are still, you know, trying to...
And we're still learning.
Yeah. Hindi kami super billionaires.
Yep.
Like...
Pero, hindi na naman tayo na lulunod sa
hindi
utang.
Tayo free man.
Ano?
Hindi tayo free man.
Oo.
Yun.
So, I hope this episode was somewhat enlightening kahit papano in
our
parang
nakarelate ba kayo? Kayo, Podpals, kung meron kayong kwento, breadwinner ba kayo?
Our breadwinner, Podpals. Ano yung the joys and the pains, the struggles of being a breadwinner?
Or ilabas may tips na, ba kayo?
May tips ba kayo to your fellow breadwinners?
Or may tips ba kayo sa younger Podpals? Ano yung pwedeng ano, simulan para maging financially independent, diba?
Yes.
Or literate man lang. Ayun.
So once again, thank you to Sun Life for sponsoring this episode.
And this is part of the Sun Talks On Demand
yep.
series. Yeah.
So yep. Now,
for your favorite segment.
Podpal Answering Machine.
So itong Podpal Answering Machine segment namin, 2-in-1.
Yes, kasi hindi tayo nakapam last episode.
So sa'yo, this is for episode
92. Yung tungkol sa success. So, this is from our Facebook group. So sabi niya, para sa akin, success yung being able to wake up every day na hindi ka nag-worry about your financials. Or swak din dito sa episode natin ngayon, di ba? Ayun, yung pagising mo, di ka naman problema kung may pambili ka ng pagkain, pamasahe, o kaya pambayad ng bills. Di ko kailangan maging sobrang yaman. Stable job, in good income, and being able to sustain my day-to-day life is already a success for me. Yun lang po. Sabi niya.
Nice!
Swak dito. To be fair, swak sa episode din na to.
Yung sa akin naman for the
93.
Black Panther yes. Wakanda Forever episode with Carl Javier.
Pop culture be woke?
Yep. Ito, galing sa Twitter.
Okay.
So, this is in reply to the initial tweet. Kung galit ka, pwede namang hindi manood. Carl Javier hung out with CJ De Silva and Wincy Aquino-Ong on Telebabad Tapes to talk about how wokeness fits into pop culture. If you're okay with Wakanda Forever, spoilers, check it out here.
Yep.
May nag-reply a certain letter F.
Okay.
Ang sabi niya, in response to the talk
the
points.
Tweet, yeah.
Tsaka dun sa tweet. Kung may privilege, they don't see the need of being progressive.
That's true. The system is working for them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Which we discussed then in that episode.
Yes.
Ang maganda rito sa point niya. Kung not privileged,
okay.
They think that they made it in life even with all the hardships and everyone should endure it the way they did.
Mm.
Na, teka, medyo ano rin
toxic
pala. No? Toxic din pala. Kahit hindi privileged.
Uh-huh.
Example, I showed my PWD, person with disability, card to a senior taxi driver.
Mm.
The driver told me I should find a job like his.
Ano din eh, no? Parang, ano kasi may certain game, di ba? Na parang may system yung world na parang it's either you play or you die.
Mm.
So, let's not subscribe to that.
Yep.
Ayun.
So that's it. Thank you for listening to this episode.
I hope you enjoyed.
And replying and giving your opinions and
joining our groups. My Discord kami, my Facebook kami.
Meron rin tayong Facebook chat.
Yes.
Tapos meron rin mga nag re-repost.
Yes, on Instagram. Thank you.
Kasama yun sa PAM ha?
Oh, sige. Next time we'll pick that. Ayun.
So, once again, thanks Sun Life. See you next episode.
Bye.
Bye. So, that's it.
Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye! Bye.
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.